Mike Tagubin. Hello, my friend, and greetings again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life, eternal life, to the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me, that's our part, beloved, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only source of eternal life. He uses the illustration of bread and water, the basic food that man needs and the basic drink that man needs. He uses that as an illustration that he and he alone is the way of eternal life. I trust that you have partaken and seen how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're discussing the Word, the importance of God's Word, the necessity of God's Word, how essential God's Word is in our lives. And I'm encouraging you to get into it on a regular basis. I'm challenging you to read the Word through in the year that is before us and to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Last time we were in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 through 14. And let me read it again. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, that is, for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that is, the presentation and spreading of the gospel, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, that is, the building up and establishing of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. That's God's goal for believers, that we be united in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, that we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that is, that we grow up. Beloved, this is why God's Word is so important. It will help you to grow. Remember, we're talking about the simple truths of God's Word, which is the milk of the Word, and the more involved truths of God's Word, which is the meat of the Word. And so it's very vital and very important that we get into the Word of God and that we grow spiritually. Remember, when we're born again, we're new babes in Christ. And we need to grow, we need to mature, and we grow by studying the Word, getting into the Word, and growing into the knowledge of the truth. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I want you to notice verse 12 through 27. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized, are immersed into one body, that is, the body of the church. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, whether we be all made to drink, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is the one who's done the work of salvation. He is the one who placed us into the body of believers. He is the one that gave us the water of life. It was all the work of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ. Romans 8:9 calls him the Spirit of Christ. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work of salvation. John 3:6. For the body is not one member, but many. Now he's talking about our individual places in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And you, beloved, are important in the body of believers. You're filling an important place. And you may say, oh, I'm not important. I don't have a prominent place in the church, so it doesn't matter whether I'm there or not. Beloved, it does matter. it does make a difference. You are an inspiration. You are a blessing. You are an encouragement to others. Did you know that it's a proven fact that we influence on the average of 7 people every day? But the places we go, the things we do, the words we say, we're having an influence on others. And your presence in the house of the Lord is essential. You are a blessing when you're there. You're a help. You're an encouragement. And you may say, but I don't have a prominent position. Well, your thumbnail doesn't necessarily have a prominent position. How often do you pay attention to the thumbnail? Not very often. But if you hit the thumbnail with the hammer and the thumbnail comes off, it's amazing how often your thumb and the tender spot underneath the thumbnail hits everything in the world that you touch, it seems like. And you pay a lot of attention to the thumbnail then, because you see what important place that it filled in your body. But ordinarily, you don't pay that much attention to it. So, beloved, that's the way every member is in the body of Christ. Every member has a place to fill, and every member is important. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. God has placed you into the body of Christ where you are, beloved, for a reason and for a purpose. And what he requires of you is that you fill that position, that place, to his honor, his glory, and his praise. And at the judgment seat of Christ, you'll be amazed at what God was using you for and how he was using you to his honor, his glory, and his praise, though to you it seemed very important and insignificant. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, for our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism, no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. You recall when you hit your thumb. And you didn't pay much attention to your thumb before, but when you hit the thumb and the thumbnail comes off, you pay attention to that thumb. You give it a lot of attention. You give it protection. You try to keep things from touching that tender spot in your body that's left by the thumbnail that's departed. You see, the thumbnail's very important. And so he said, if a part of the body suffers, the whole body responds to it. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. But now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And so, beloved, you have an important place in the body of Christ. That's why you need to get into the Word of God, that you may grow and know and understand your place in the body of Christ and how God is using your life to his honor, glory, and praise. And so, is God's Word important? Absolutely, beloved. It's the milk of the Word, and it's the meat of the Word. And as you get into the Word, you will grow in your relationship with Christ. You will grow in your relationship with other believers. Your life will become more fruitful, and you will become more useful to the service of the Lord God. Reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against Satan. Were you aware of that? Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's Word's our weapon, beloved. It's the sword of the Spirit, and we're to use this sword against the enemy. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, if you'll notice with me, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That is, it's quick. I mean, it can really get to the point in a hurry. It's powerful, beloved. The Word of God is far more powerful than many times we realize and understand. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. You see, the Word of God makes a division between the soul and the spirit. It severs between the two and will show up and explain the difference between the two and of the joints and marrow. That is, the joints and the marrow is so important in the makeup of the physical body. And this, again, he's using the body as an illustration, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I may have told you before about the preacher that nearly got beat up after a church service because there was a stranger that had come into the church service, and the preacher had just simply preached the Word of God that the Lord had laid upon his heart. And the man came up to the preacher afterwards and said, "Who told you about me?" Said, "You have been displaying all my dirty laundry before this whole auditorium and before all of these people." And he said, "I'm going to take the living daylights out of you and beat you to a pulp." And one of the deacons was nearby and came rushing up and called the other deacons, and they came up and helped escort the man out of the church before he could beat up the pastor. They had no idea who this man was. The pastor didn't know anything about this man, but God's Word penetrated his heart. God's Word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the inner being. God's Word convicts of sin. God's Word gets inside where you live. God's Word, beloved, will make a difference in your life. That's why you need to get into it on a regular basis. Get into the Word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to illuminate and open up your understanding and to draw you into a closer relationship with Him. Till next time, goodbye.